Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. Let's see if we can get them to pull the string on that bell. There we go. There's the school bell. When you hear that bell, you know to get your Bible. And we're going to be studying today from the book of Mark, chapter 4. In just a few moments, we'll read Mark, chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. We're continuing our studies in the life of Christ, and this is a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of October the 26th, 1924, the title of it, Stilling the Storm. Now, before we have that reading, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible studies at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now open your Bibles, or just listen if your Bible's not handy. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. And on that day, when even was come, he saith unto them, Let us go over to unto the other side. And leaving the multitude, they take him with them, even as he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. And there riseth a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the boat, insomuch that the boat was now filling, and he himself was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they awakened him, and said unto him, Teacher, carest thou not that we perish? And he awoke, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye fearful? Have ye not yet faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said to one another, Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? I want to make this note right here before we go further. Jesus awoke from that boat, and he rebuked the storm. And the storm was at peace. And then he turned and rebuked his disciples, and they were in turmoil, for they feared. I think that's an interesting irony that is in that reading. The golden text is Mark chapter 4 and verse 41. Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? The devotional reading is Psalm 107. I'm going to be reading that from the American Standard Version of 1901. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto Jehovah, for he is good, for his loving kindness endureth forever. Let the redeemed of Jehovah say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the adversary, and cut out of the land, gathered out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Psalm 107, verse 4. They wandered in the wilderness, in the desert way. They found no city of habitation. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distress. He led them also by a straight way, that they might go into a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness, and for his wonderful works unto the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and the hungry soul he filleth with good. Psalm 107, beginning in verse 10. Such as sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God, and contained the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor, they fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He brought them out of the darkness and in the shadow of death, and brake their bonds asunder. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness, and for his wonderful works unto the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut the bars of iron asunder. Psalm 107, beginning in verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their soul abhorreth all manner of food, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distress. He sendeth his word, and healeth them, and delivereth them from their destructions. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness and his wonderful works unto the children of men, and let them offer the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with singing. Psalm 107 and verse 23. Now pay particular attention to this in regard to Jesus stilling the storm. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of Jehovah and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind and lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up into the heavens, then they go down again into their depths. Their soul melteth away because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto Jehovah in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distress. He maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then they are glad because they are quiet. So he bringeth them into their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise Jehovah for his loving kindness and for his wonderful works unto the children of men. Let them exalt him also in the assembly of the people, and praise him in the seat of the elders. Psalm 107, beginning in verse 33. He turneth the rivers into a wilderness, and water springs into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into a salt desert, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein. He turneth the wilderness into a pool of water, and a dry land into water springs, and there he maketh the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city of habitation, and sow fields, and plant vineyards, and get them fruits of increase. He blesseth them also, so that they are multiplied greatly, and he suffereth not their cattle to decrease. Again they are diminished and bowed down through oppression, trouble, and sorrow. He poureth contempt on princes, and causeth them to wander in the waste, where there is no way. He setteth the needy on high from affliction. He maketh his families like a flock. The upright shall see it and be glad, and all iniquity shall stop her mouth. Whoso is wise will give heed to these things, and they will consider the loving kindness of Jehovah. That's the 107th. Psalm. Now, we're going to talk about Jesus stilling the storm on Lake Galilee. Jesus and his apostles were still in Capernaum at the beginning of this lesson. And the Lake of Galilee has been described, that northern lake. It's kind of in a bowl. It's actually the surface of the Lake of Sea of Galilee. The Lake of Galilee is below sea level. And the winds come pouring off the surrounding hills and create a great storm almost suddenly. Now, let's do some review from the Sermon on the Mount. On account of the length of the last lesson, this review has been reserved for this time, upon the supposition that the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7, and the Sermon on the Level Place, Luke 6, 20 through 49, were delivered at different times. Several events occurred between these sermons, some of which have already been considered. It seems that Matthew 8, 1 through 4, that the healing of the leper followed the Sermon on the Mount, and that corresponds to Mark 1, 40 through 45, Luke 5, verses 12 through 15. Just after this, he withdrew himself into the deserts and prayed, Luke chapter 5 and verse 16. When he entered again into Capernaum, he healed the paralytic, Mark 2, 1 through 12, and Luke 5, 18 through 26. Following this are the call of Matthew, Matthew 9, 9, Mark 2, 13 and 14, and Luke 5, 27 and 28. Plucking the ears of corn and the discourse on the Sabbath, healing the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath, the opposition of the Pharisees and the Herodians, a whole night spent in prayer, the call of the 12 apostles, and the sermon on the level place. Luke follows this sermon on the plain with a record of two specific miracles, healing the centurion servant and raising the dead from the son of the widow of Nain, and several different kinds of miracles reported to John. That's Luke 7, 1 through 23. Matthew follows the Sermon on the Mount with two chapters of miracles, Matthew's chapter 8 and 9. He specifies 9, healing leprosy, paralysis, fever, an issue of blood of 12 years duration, blindness, dumbness, casting out devils, stilling the tempest, and raising the dead. Then he and many groups together in the expressions, and he healed all that were sick, and healing all manner of disease and all manner of sickness among the people. And all this is shown Christ's authority over every kind of disease and affliction, over evil spirits, over the raging elements, and over death. The purpose with both Matthew and Luke is not to give the chronological order of events, but to show that Christ's authority to teach and his claim to be the Son of God are confirmed by these miracles. For example, where we read, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that thou doest except God be with him. John chapter 3 and verse 2. So also God bore the apostles witness, both by signs and wonders and by manifold powers and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. According to the best chronology, healing the centurion servant is the next event after the Sermon on the Level Place. And following this are the raising of the son of the widow of Nain, the message from John the Baptist to Jesus, and Jesus' testimony of John, warnings to Chorazin and other cities, the woman, a sinner, that was saved in Luke 7, 36-50, another tour through Galilee, Luke 8, 1-3, healing a demonic, and Jesus' discourse on blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, the interference by Jesus' mother and his brethren, and the parables by the Sea of Galilee, and in the house, and then our present lesson of stilling the storm. Jesus needed a rest. We read in Mark chapter 4 and verse 35, and on that day, when even was come, he said unto them, let us go over to the other side. That was the day that he spoke the parables of the sower and other parables to a very great multitude that gathered by the seaside, and pressed by the large crowd, one of the greatest that had gathered about them, he entered into a boat and sat, and while the multitude stood on the beach, this was a very busy day for him. And when even was come, he said unto them, let us go to the other side. Now, Matthew 8 and verse 18 says, when Jesus saw the great multitudes about them, he gave commandment to depart to the other side. And he did this for retirement and rest. And it was good that he had that occasion.